Gemara says in Berachas Daf Chaf on the base in the name of Amir Vasi. Amir Malachi Chashar says the Kadosh Baruch Hu Bibana Shalaylam. The Malachim come in front of Hashem and they say, Master of the world, does it not say in your Torah Asher Lo Yisapan Veli Karshechad that you show no favoritism and you don't take any bribes? Have Lo Atanas in Panel Yisrael, you do show favoritism. Does it not say Dichsiv Yisasham Panav Elecha, like we say in Berachas Kahanim, that you show favor, you show your countenance to Klai Yisrael? How could I not? Does it not say in my Torah that you should eat, you'll be full, you'll bench? And Bnei Yisrael, that they're medaktik on themselves to eat a kazayis and a kabetza. The Alam of Hashem are wondering if Hashem is demonstrating why he favors us because of a chumrah. The medaktik and the kazayas and the kabetz at the ben, so he could have picked many chumras. He could have picked the mashu of chumras and pesach. He could have picked tefillin of the Rabbi Nutam. Why dafka did he pick medaktik and al asma al kazayas vet kabetz? Also, what is the ad kazayas ad kabetz? What are we medaktik in? And the kazayas or kabetz? Rashi says, according to Rabbi Meir, it's ad kazayas. According to Behud, it's ad kabetz. Both of them are thrown into the memra. Why should that be? Secondly, the pasuk in Pesukei Dezemer, which is the only pasuk which is ma'akiv kavana, that if a person didn't say it with kavana, he has to go back and say it again. Is pasach esadecha ma'aspid chacharatzon, and the question is why. So let's begin with the Ben Pairos Yosef in Parshas Miketz, where he writes, the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim is as follows: that Klai Yisrael is in a neshama, and Mitzrayim is called the guf. And the shibud of Klai Yisrael in Mitzrayim means that the neshama was meshubud to the guf. So what's made Yetzias Mitzrayim? Yetzias Mitzrayim means that the neshama leaves the clutches of the guf, and the guf is subservient to the neshama. So the neshama will work with the guf and to purify the guf. That's what's called Yetzias Mitzrayim. So therefore, it's not something of the past. It's something which is present every single day, which is what we mention in davening every single day, the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kriyat Shema. This idea in, through davening, experiencing Yetzias Mitzrayim is totally in the mitzvah which we find in the Gemara, which is a halacha, not to eat before davening. The Gemara has two drashas, like Seuch Haladam, or Atik Gayecha, Alagavecha, but we learn from there that a yid is not allowed to eat before davening. And the reason why that is because we have a choice to identify ourselves as a guf and neshama, because we're both. If we eat before davening, it's a statement saying, I'm a guf. If a person davens before he eats, then he's saying, I'm a neshama. And part of the kavana of davening is hispashas agashmi, that a person frees himself from his gufnias, so he's able to experience tefillah as it's meant to be. And therefore, it's a very important component, which the whole tachlis of the davening is tali on this din l'seichul al adam, not to eat before davening. And that's actually a very gevaldik schus for us, that we don't eat before davening. And we'll see why a little bit later. But there are examples of that. When Eliezer comes to the house of Lavan, so Lavan wants to take out Eliezer, and the Torah says Vayisim lefanav lechal, that he puts in front of him food to eat. Bechazal dashin, it wasn't food; it was a poison. Atikir vayisam ela sam, it was a sam hamavis. But what does Eliezer say? Lo yoichal ad asher dibarti dvorai. I'm not going to eat until I say my piece. Why? And then he goes on to say ki eved Avram anachi. I'm a talmid of Avram. What's going on over here? So of course, all the words of Eliezer were tefillahs before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, why would the Torah be ma'arech again, like the Mefarshim are wondering, the Chazal are wondering, and the whole Sefer of Eliezer? And what does he mean to say, I'm an Eved of Avram? The Torah says, it's because he learned tefillah in the house of Avram, like he davened to find Rivka. And they tried to be machshalim in the inyan, like Sirchal al Adam. And they knew that if he could be machshalim in that, Besu'a Lavan, then his tefillah would be puzzle. But he says, no. Lo yaychal, I'm not going to eat until I daven first. Why? I'm a talmid of Avram, and he taught me how to daven shachris. And he was matzliach in finding Rivka, and he took Rivka out of the dumps of the house of Besu and Lavan, which according to the Arizal is the kavanas every single day in davening. You have to be mala the nukva to take her out of the oilamus of Bir Yitzi and Asiyah and bring her into the world of Atzilus after building her up. So we see that the pathways were opened up for Eliezer to take out Rivka because of the inyan of loy aichal ad asher dibarti dvarai, that he put davening before eating. And the same thing is true on the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim itself, which is Leil Pesach at the Seder. We begin with Karpas. And of course, the whole Seder requires explanation of Seder. Why karpas, then yachetz and magid? So it's very interesting. What is karpas? Karpas is a halacha to eat celery, potato, but the halacha requires to eat less than a kazayas. Less than a kazayas, because we don't want to have to make a bracha acharona, because the bracha bal adama is supposed to be going on the maror. But you know what? People are hungry in the night of the Seder. It's not so easy to eat a mashahu, just a little bit of karpas. The kids, they enjoy celery on the night of Pesach than any other day of the year. But we have to be mitzamtzim ourselves. And when we do that, it opens up the shefa. It opens up the whole night ahead of us. That's called yachatz. Yachatz means breaking through. And then magid. Then I'm able to talk. But we have to be medaktik on ourselves and to be careful. And when we do that karpas, it opens up all the sharm. Just like every single day, yitzias mitzrayim and davening. We go through that experience of le'seichel al adam, not before davening. And that opens up the gateways before us. Now, when does this take place during davening? At the place which we would expect it to take place, which is that zman between Kriyat Shema and Shmona Esrei. That's Smichus Gula L'Tfila. That's the moment where we're speaking about very much yitzias mitzrayim. And we see a remnant of this in the Divi Ari over here. Because of course the Divi Ari can be explained in many, many ways. And the Ari explains, Alpi Kabbalah, that we spoke about building this Nekva Tedekir out of the lower worlds and bringing her into Atzilus, which takes place in Shmona Esrei. But the Ari has a Kavana that at the time between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Shmona Esrei, what he called building the skull, the head of the Nekva, which is called Kodkod. That's what Kodkod means, the skull. When does that take place? In the two words Lo'ad. We're familiar with the second Lo'ad because we kissed the tzitzis in, but it says La'ad Kayames Udrav Chayim Kayamim Lo'ad. So those two words Lo'ad are very significant in Kabbalah, because Lo'ad is Gematria Kuf Dalet, and there's two of them. So Kuf Dalet spells Kud Kod, and Alpi Kabbalah, that's called Kud Kod, building the Kud Kod of the Nukva. But according to what we had said before, it can have a deeper Kabbalah. Because at this time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which means that the neshama is free from the guf, and we want to be ma'oyre the zechus, the fact that we didn't eat before davening, in order to enter into Shmona Esrei, ad ashe dibarti dvarai, to be able to say these words. But we need a zecher to Yetzias Mitzrayim, our personal Yetzias Mitzrayim, which what? That we put our tefillas before our eating. Like David HaMelech says, uba boike tefillas hisekad mecha. Every morning, I put my tefillah first. So we need to call upon that tzchus, that karpas, every single day in davening, that we're medaktik in ourselves not to eat kazayas ve'kabetz. And that's why kodkod is not just the letters in that order, kodkod, but it's also dak-dak. And it's being mazgir, the tzchus which we have every single day, that medaktikin ad kazayas ve'ad kabetz. That's chas, we call upon that chas to be able to enter into Shmona Esrei. L'seichol al adam, like Eliezer, like the night of the Seder. But why the two words la'ad? Where do you see that in this Gemara that we had quoted before? That Hashem is, going back to our question, v'chiyas ha'panu l'sa ha'keray nacho nesiyas panu d'ukla yisrael. Yis Hashem panu v'elecha v'yasem l'cha shalom. The medaktik ad kazayis v'ad kabeitza. Well, where do we learn out the medaktikim from? Which two words? Lo'ad, lo'ad. That's called medaktik in ad kezayis, ve'ad kabeitza. Two lo'ads in the memra, can I get the two lo'ads in the lashon of the tzitter. But kezayis ve'ad kabeitza. So if you take the word ad, and you make a miloy, so it means you spell it ayin yod nun, that's ayin. And dalet is dalet lamed tuf. Right? 130 and 434 is 564. Same gematria exactly as kezayis kabeitza, 564. So even within the word ad, the two is the gematria kezayis kabeitza, which explains our Rashi. Rashi's bothered. Why does it say ad kezayis v'ad kabeitza? It's to say one or the other. Rashi says Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda. Well, according to this, it's exactly precise. Medaktik and ad kezayis v'ad kabeitza. But to be even more specific, the Ari says this inyan in the pasuk of Pesach Esadecha must be alocha chai ratzai. The Ari says, based on the Zohar, al tikri yodecha el yodecha, open up the yuds. What yuds? you have to open up. So the Rebbe explains Havaya and Adnas. Havaya has a yud in the front, and Adnas has a yud at the end. And the Rebbe explains this is connected kazayas v'kabetza. Cut the moitzi on Shabbos in half. The kazayas goes to the husband, and he gives a kabetza to his wife. He takes a yud, which is a small shear, it's a small letter for himself, and also a kabetza is a small shear, gives it to her. That's called Paseach Es Yodecha. Umaspia lechol chai ratzai. So with this, we can explain why Paseach Es Yodecha lechol chai ratzai is a kavanah which is ma'akiv in the beginning of davening. Because the whole schus that Paseach Es Yodecha lechol chai ratzai is coming to evoke is the fact that we didn't eat before davening. But to be even more specific, Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Bechukai says, that when Klai Yisrael does the Ratzon Hashem, he gives a bracha that we only have sphia with a kazayas and a kabesa. We don't need to have much more. Because there's many dangers of becoming full. Like it says in the parasha, which is what the Ben Paras Yosef is going on, that we have to bench a Kadosh Baruch Hu after we become full, because we could be full of ourselves. So Mameila, Paseach Es Yodecha Umaspia means that we have a sphia even with a kazayas and a kabesa. And that opens up the gateways, and we evoke that tzchus right before Shemona Esrei, medaktigen al kazayis v'kabeisa in the kavanas which we had mentioned before. And this is what David HaMelech says, like we had said before, v'babayker tfilasi sikad mecha, that I makdin my tefillah before I eat, and that's what opens up the shefa which comes down to Shemona Esrei. And it's very nice, because if you take a look, we said medaktigen al kazayis v'kabeisa is what allows us to have Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. That was the whole kasha. You don't have Nesias Panav, but you do. Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. No, but it's beautiful because Medaktinak Kazayza is the Kavanah before Shemona Esrei. But we find that in Shemona Esrei we do what? In Chazara Sashat? Berchas Kohanim, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. So it's precise that because we're Medaktinak Kazayza, and we evoke that tzchus right before Shemona Esrei in the Chazara Sashat, we're zeichet to that Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha exactly. It's true also in the night of the Seder, Api Kabbalah, Yisias Panam is what's called Shana Hayrin. Or Mechab in the Shana Hayrin in that bracha of Hamavarchas Amo Yisrael Bashalom. And also in the beginning of Magid, the Rabbi has a Kavanah, Maisa, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, that whole thing. He says Maisa is the letters Shin Ayin, Memhei. And there he says, Shana Hayrin, Yezeichet to Nesias Panim. That's because there was a karpa. So Mameilin Magn Yezeichet to the Nesias Panim. And it's Marumas in the beginning of this week's parasha as well. V'haya Ekev Tishmon. Rashi says, these are the mitzvahs that an Adam is Dashba Kevav. The mitzvahs which we trample on. But the Lashon of the Psikta in the Medrash says, Eidu Diktuke Mitzvahs. Diktuke Mitzvahs, that's Dakdak. That's medaktiken at kazayis vet kabeitza. And what does it say after that? Uveirachta mikolu amim. That's not the exact lashon. Let's see if I have it in front of me. Boruch tia mikolu amim. You'll be benched by all the nations. So the Medrash here says, Yerechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So you see that v'haya ekev tishmon, that's called dak-dak. And again, boruch tia mikolu amim, yuzayichet to Yisa Shapanecha, where it's the Birchas Kohanim. That's the bracha it's talking about, Birchas Kohanim. Because if there's the Dak Dikduke mitzvahs, so Mamedli, you're going to be Zeichet to the Shana Hayrin. And this is all Marumas in the following Gematria, as we had said before. Baberket Tfilas Yisa Kamecha. What allows the Tfilas to come before Kodesh Baruch Hu? That's the Schus of Medak and Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a Paseacha Sedecha, and it's Bilcha Chayrat Zayin. So, Ubaberket Tfilas Yisa Kamecha is Gematria. And we had said before that via chalta v'sabalta v'achdus Hashem Elokecha, how we eat medakdin, that svia is what enables us to the brachas of birchas kehanim. So memela, which specifically yisa Hashem panav elecha, which is the nesias panim. So via chalta v'sabalta uveirachta is gematria yar Hashem panav elecha v'chuneka yisa Hashem panav elecha v'asem l'chashalim.